Alcohol proved more popular than sales taxes in yesterday's local elections. In Kotzebue, a community that permits importation of alcohol for personal use but not sale, a proposal to allow a city-run liquor store or bar has a 36-vote edge out of about 800 ballots cast. But 90 questioned and absentee ballots still need to be counted. Two currently dry villages near Kotzebue held similar votes yesterday. Kiana has voted to go wet, 78-58, and early returns from Selawik indicated a similar trend. And in Bethel, voters have overturned alcohol restrictions in place since 1977. The election results are unofficial, but if they stand, the city will no longer be a local option community and alcohol will be unrestricted. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel has the story.
For over 30 years, Bethel has been damp. Alcohol could be imported and consumed, but not bought or sold. But that all changed at the polls on Tuesday when a majority of Bethel voters said yes to Proposition 1. That asked if Bethel should revoke local option. It is currently passing with 53% of the vote. There are still about 160 votes left to be counted, but it would take an overwhelming majority of no votes to change the outcome. Proposition 1 came from a petition drive started by a dozen Bethel residents. Over the past 30 years, similar petitions to make Bethel dry or wet have all failed. But this time, the argument was framed by petition sponsors as a way to get out from under the state restrictions imposed on damp communities, restrictions that were largely put in place after Bethel originally voted to be damp. Petition sponsor Thomas Hawken.
Every time the law has been changed, it puts more restrictions on law-abiding citizens. We never asked to have the limit on the amount we would order. We never asked to have our names put into a database accessible to law enforcement, but not to ourselves.
Those restrictions include a database of all customers that order alcohol from Bethel and monthly limits that set a maximum of 5 cases of beer, 14 bottles of liquor, and about 24 bottles of wine per month. Then this winter, the Palin administration sponsored legislation to cut in half those monthly limits for damp communities like Bethel. That language was eventually erased from a larger bill, but the petition sponsors were already outraged and moving forward. By going from damp to unrestricted, there will be no more limits on alcohol imports, and Bethel businesses will be able to apply for a liquor license. Any license will have to first be approved by the Alcohol Beverage Control Board with input from the Bethel City Council. Sponsors say they would not support a liquor store, but they got votes from people that don't feel the same way. Amy Lish is a Bethel resident that hopes some alcohol sales open up within the city.
I'd like to be able to buy alcohol here. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be good or bad, but personally, I think it's going to be a good thing.
Proposition 1 drew opposition from the largest regional organizations in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. That includes the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Both boards were concerned that relaxing alcohol restrictions would increase access to booze and lead to more health and safety problems. Lower Kuskokwim School District Board President Richard Curtis lives in the village of Tuksuk Bay. Alcohol is illegal in that village, but bootlegged jugs make their way in through Bethel. Curtis says more booze in Bethel means more booze in the villages.
It will impact families and that'll impact our school attendance and social problems in the school.
The vote is unofficial and will not be certified until the Bethel City Council meets on Tuesday of next week. Meanwhile, city officials and administration are scrambling to react to Bethel's new status as unrestricted. Local option laws will be lifted in Bethel on November 1st. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.